Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. Remember, go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. And yes, this is the official OPT Network. Y'all, it's Friday. It is the weekend, and we hope that no matter how and what your week looked like, that today is the beginning of a new dawning. We hope that you're ready for a great weekend. We hope that your morning is on point. It's July 19th, and if you're just getting started, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And as always, every single morning, I try to remind you guys to stay engaged. And I'm going to tell you, every day I have a good reason for reminding you. People are getting so aggressive. And what is up with my sister friends who are driving faster, looking angrier and meaner behind the wheel? You know what? Life is just simply too short. Don't stress yourself out in traffic before you even get your morning started. And I'm going to ask you again this morning, if you're weak, like the planets just haven't lined up for you, so to speak, and everything was just off kilter for the whole week, I'm going to just say stop 60 seconds, at least 60 seconds. Fill your lungs, breathe in, and if you can, close your eyes. And what I do one morning, this week, and I was sharing this the other day, I was so just out of sync with myself. I just had to stop and really just take these deep breaths, find that good, positive place, and just remember that God has a great plan for my life every single day. And I had to call those things forth, and I had to calm myself. And I know it's Friday, and Friday in and of itself brings a certain amount of calm. But if you're one of those people that have been challenged and you remain challenged, you know what? You can do something about it. You can change your thinking, you can change your attitude, and you can change your mind. And I'm going to tell you, this morning's conversation, I hope, will do just that. We're doing just a little bit something different this morning, but it's right on point. And we're segueing in from last week's Real Women, Real Talk. And we're going to get some real information, and we're going to start to do the work this morning. So this is a conversation that you absolutely must stay on point for. Hey, I've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll have all that plus more right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this week. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you already know it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 7:46, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today, shape tomorrow. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. I want to get right on point. This morning, we're joined by Mary Boyd Smith. She is from Sinlaw Professional, Sinlaw Counseling and Consulting Agency. She is a licensed clinical social worker. And Mary just had a burning desire to join the conversation on yesterday, and it was last week. It was absolutely amazing. And I'm so revved up, and I'm so excited, and I have got to, you know, I tell you, take that deep breath. Let me take one. I've got to calm myself, because this is a subject that I am so passionate about. And I want each and every one of us to get on this road and this journey to healing. And so last week on Real Women, Real Talk, we were talking about Lisa Gibbons' book, Take Two, Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. And we were talking about women affirming themselves. And Mary had some really, really strong clinical things to say about why we are and why we're not and how we need to be. So Mary, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I also want to welcome to Real Women, Real Talk, Octavia Jackson Williams, who is on many, many boards. She is a social servant, is what I'll call her. And she is also the point person for MedExpress. Octavia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carla. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And so I want to talk about where we left off last week in the context of, Mary, we were saying, and I talked about Lisa's transformation proclamation and the things that women need to write and say about themselves and declare about themselves in order to propel their destinies, to propel their dreams, their passions to the next level, and to get rid of some of that negative self-talk and to begin to say about themselves
what God says about them. And you said that is great in theory, but many women cannot do this. Why?
Exactly, Carlette. It is wonderful to self-affirm ourselves. And it's once we can self-affirm ourselves, then we can affirm other women as well. Other mm-hmm. women, men, people in mm-hmm. general as well. But the work has to be done first. And one of the words that I use is seek. I talk about the word seek all the time because we're forever learners. And we must learn to seek the truth and to clean up the junk in our lives. If we're going to truly self-affirm and mean it, then we have to know about ourselves. We have to have a good, clean foundation to begin to self-affirm ourselves. And, okay, a lot of people out there already know you're saying, what in the world are you talking about cleaning up yourself? Many of us, just like food, many of us eat so much junk, we don't know how it is to feel without caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm not going to talk about food this morning, but I'm giving you an example. So many of us have allowed junk and negative talk to go inside of our minds, our spirits, until we are uncomfortable when we really say we need to clean that out. We need to give up gossiping. We need to get to the point where we're reading, read, to seek. And my acronym for SEEK is searching and everything and everywhere for knowledge so that we can be who God wants us to be. So the bottom line this morning, women, men, boys, girls, whoever's listening, is let us be true to ourselves and know what's going on with us. You know, even Paul said that we need to learn, we need to hear. What did he say? I think it's over in Philippians 4:8. He said, to receive it, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is lovely, and all of these things to think on them, but to receive it, to learn it, to hear it. But then he said, we have to practice it. We have to practice it. So as we began today, let us begin to talk about first seeking the truth about who we are, about what this world is
about.
Let
me stop you right there because I want to stay there in truth. And Octavia, before we came up, you were talking about how you felt about self-affirmation and truth. Let me hear from you on that.
Well, you know, Carla, the Bible says that we're the light of the world in Matthew 5:14. And I personally think that if we're the light, we should shine all the time. It doesn't mean we don't have bad days. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're not human. It doesn't mean that we're watching the world through rose-colored glasses. It just means that we need to know who we are and whose we are.
Right, but now let me ask you this, though, Octavia. Had you ever really thought about your own self-truth? You know, because I have been on a journey of self-authenticity and self-truth. And let me say something to not only you and Mary, but to every woman listening. Self-truth is the absolute hardest. Hear me. Hear my heart. It is the hardest thing for most of us to deal with. Have you ever contemplated that, Octavia, your own self-truth?
Absolutely. You know, Carla, at the end of the day, I usually talk to my husband about that. It does take a strong person to look in the mirror and say, I'm wrong or I'm right. I am jealous of that person. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a quick example. Everyone that I know, or it seems like everyone that I know, is taking a vacation. They're either going to Florida, they're going to Disney World, their toes are going to be touched with the sand. And I just told my husband just last night, I said, babe, I'm not really jealous, but am I? I can't do a vacation this year. I've got too much going on, but I want a vacation. But can I just be happy that everyone else is having a vacation? Can I really be honest with myself?
Mm-hmm.
No one needs to know this, but you're right, being completely honest. You know what? Are you jealous that someone else got a Mercedes? No, I'm not, because guess what? If they're my friend, they'll let me drive it. So I'm happy.
I don't know. I'm still wanting to drive, Darlene, your Ranger truck, your Range Rover. But I get that. You're going to drive that. DC said he's going to drive Mary's Benz.
You're welcome.
But Mary, and this is just real, and I want to stay because Mary is so on point and so organized, and she has come here with an agenda for us this morning. And Mary, I want to stay in self-truth because, let me tell you something, with me personally, and I just use me, ladies, because I just want to be transparent before you, and I want to share my truth. And when I share my truth with you, it just helps me to get better. But so, like, David Christmas is the person in my life that will not let me he will not allow me to lie to myself. Mm-hmm. And so if it's wrong, if it's a lie, he calls me on it. And for a long time, I have had an issue saying, and these are my exact words, I don't do that. That's not what I was doing. And I will put up a wall and block that. But because I know that he loves me and he's not going to lie to me and he's not going to let me live in a place that is unreal and untrue, I've got to say, do I do that? And so what I am asking people, Mary, to do this morning is to find that place of truth. And it is hard to be honest with yourself.
You know, I want to speak to what both of you said that are good examples. The fact that we want to go on the vacation, but we can't, but do we allow that to be a priority for us? That's what we talk about when we talk about seeking the truth. Seeking the truth encompasses also us learning things, reading about things, understanding life. That's how we're putting it in. And when we have good stuff in, when we think about the vacation, we're able to process that and to put it into perspective,
mm-hmm.
to prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to do that because we say, okay, I want to go on a vacation, but I can't afford to, or I can't, time-wise, financial, or whatever. I can't do it.
But lot of us, Mary, will do it anyway. We will go and borrow the money, or we'll put it on a credit card.
Same answer. When we have put good stuff in us, we have the spirit and the power in us to figure out, okay, I can't do it now, but I can do it then, or these other things that I'm doing are important. That's the self-talk, and that's the self-truth.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, everybody that's listening, have had things that we wanted to do when we couldn't do them for whatever reasons. We've had times, with your example, when we knew we were doing something, but we didn't want to admit it,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
We were eating too much, we were drinking too much, we were talking
spending too much.
But when we seek the truth, and that is what's in us, is going to come out of us.
Hold that thought. Hey, everybody, it is Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk, but most importantly, it's smart talk for smart people. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 5th. 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Of Oils Parish, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Also, Red River Bank, everyday extraordinary banking, committed to wonderful, powerful banking in Central Louisiana.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And we're joined by Mary Boyd Smith from Sinla Counseling and Consulting Agency. She is a licensed clinical social worker. And we felt like we really needed to have some real clinical sense of how we get to where we need to be. We're also joined by Octavia Jackson Williams, who is one of those just really insightful, real women. And so, ladies, good morning and welcome back. Now, Octavia, I want to turn to you because during the break, you said something so powerful that I had to write it down. You said, I am affirming, and can complete
past
the sentence.
Now.
Past
yes.
my now.
I have- past my now. I see into the future. I affirm into the future. I affirm past my now. I don't care what I see right here. That is not my future. I speak into the future. I speak my future to come to me, so I affirm past my now.
Absolutely. And what changed your mind to affirming past your now? Because aren't we all looking at where we are, how much money we have, what house we're living in, what car we're driving right now? How did you get past affirming where you are now?
Life itself can juggle you and allow you to either go in one direction or the other. And there's a great story about, it's actually on Facebook. I saw it yesterday. The lady said, are you carrots? Are you coffee? Or are you a boiled egg? And just to say it in short, when all three of those items were placed in hot water, the carrot went in really hard. And after you took it out, it was really soft. The egg went in really fragile, but after you took it out, it was hard. Mm-hmm. And the coffee beans changed the water. And so have things in life changed you so hard, like that egg? You were fragile, and now you're upset and hard and cold at men and women, you know? Or are you like the coffee, that you change the situation? Mm-hmm. And I would like to say that my affirmation changes the situation. Mm. I don't care what I see now. I choose to believe my future will be different. I can't live in the past. I can't change the past. Mm. I can only change the future by speaking it into existence.
I love that. Go ahead, Mary.
And you're confident with what you're doing because of your life experiences, and your life experiences have been those. Your life experiences have been those things that you have put into yourself. It still goes back to seeking the truth. You've learned some information. You got some stuff to help you make some wise choices and decisions.
Mary, I think that every person that we encounter in our lives, they make a difference. They impart to our lives, we impart to them, and they help build our character.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of women that have been in the wrong relationships, they've been in a home, they've only seen breakups, that builds their character in a negative way. That's all they know. Mm-hmm. They're upset, they're mean, they can't smile, and you want to know why? It's because they're broken. Mm-hmm. They need to be mended. And it's because of situations that have happened in their life. So whenever we go out to meet other people, whoever we come in contact with, they are really affecting our lives. So that is why I want to affect someone's
mm-hmm.
life
mm-hmm.
for the better. A simple smile will do it at McDonald's. Just a simple smile.
Absolutely.
That's all. You never know.
And that's why we begin to embrace the power of forgiveness. Because that's what you're saying. Sometimes the junk that has gone in, we have to delete it. We got to trash it. We have to get it out.
But Mary, how do we do that? That is so easy to say.
The power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. When we get sick and tired of being tired, when we realize that unforgiveness is like carrying around. I tell my clients sometimes, I say, can you run a block? Can you run one block now? Sure, I can run a block. I said, what if we put a suitcase in each of your hands and they were empty? Oh, it would be difficult, but I could do it. I said, what if we put 20 pounds in each of the
mm-hmm.
You must be crazy, Miss Mary. Is what they say. I said, that's what unforgiveness is.
Mm.
All of that junk, that's the bad luggage that mm-hmm. you're carrying with you while you're trying to run life race.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can get rid of that stuff, drop it, delete the... And so unforgiveness, I've always said, people, it is not about the person that hurt you. It is not about the circumstances. It's about us. It's one time that we can be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
We can be selfish to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We forgive people, not for them, but for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's all about. Y'all, let me do this. I got to go to quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to bring another person into the mix of this conversation that's got great perspective. It's Smart Talk, everybody. For smart people. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:13 Eastern. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, it's really a takeoff from last week's Real Women, Real Talk. We're joined by Mary Boyd Smith, who is a licensed clinical social worker. We're joined by Octavia Jackson Williams. And just joining the conversation is Carly Pittman. Reichman, I'm sorry. She is the author of Stiletto Network. She was just on the show this week. And y'all, I'm so amped up that I just can't tell you where my heart is on this matter, y'all. We have got to figure this issue of affirmation and coming together out. Carly is not only an author, she is a writer, she is a speaker, but she is one of those sweet, compassionate spirits that is really, I believe, Carly, moving the world. So, ladies, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And so before we went to break, Carly, we were talking about this whole idea of self-truth. Now, I know that what you guys have done, Carly, is you have created networks of women. And one of the things that we were talking about before the show is how women are able to affirm each other in such a powerful and profound way. How have you found that to work in all of these expansive networks that have been created?
I think the power of women coming together, whether it's to foster their own healing or whether it's to foster healing in the world, is one of the greatest forces of nature. I think about my experience in women's groups and women's circles. You know, we're natural storytellers. We tell stories, mm-hmm. and we heal by hearing each mm-hmm. other's stories and bearing witness to each other's stories. There's something really profound in my experience when we gather together and realize we're not the only one, that the challenges and struggles that we face are shared by others. Mm-hmm. They may show up in different arenas. You know, they may not be the exact same circumstances, but a lot of the feelings and underlying issues, we can relate to that. And in recognizing that we're not the only ones who've been hurt, we're not the only ones who've had challenges, in my experience, it breaks that sense of isolation and really breaks the shame. Mm. And when we break that isolation and shame, then there is that, as you say, owning your truth and claiming it, because we don't take our stuff so personally in the sense of, mm-hmm. oh, I'm the only one struggling or I'm the only one suffering. It's like, no, everyone has their joys and sorrows. And so in that common shared humanity, we tap into our deeper power where we're able to really accept those parts of ourselves that may be a little messy, mm-hmm. maybe a little wonky. And it doesn't stop us from sharing our deepest passion with the world. It doesn't become a stumbling block where we think, well, I'm going to wait and do whatever I feel called to do until I get all my stuff together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that Mary was talking about in sort of the outline for this morning. Mary, I want you to talk about that because she's right on point.
Exactly. As I listen to you, it brings back one of the things that I often say, practice what you learn. What we learn, we practice it. At Carly, I was referring to what you were saying. When we get with other women, when we get in other groups, when we begin to talk to people, we are imparting the word that Octavia used to other people. And we are doing that by recognizing the dignity and the worth of other people. We are not the only people that know something. We're not the only people that mm-hmm. have gone through some things, and we learn from one another. So when we are courageous enough, have the courage to make it a lifestyle, to practice those truths that we've learned, to affirm other people, to affirm ourselves, then we help to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I love, Carly, about the book Stiletto Network is that it's really all encompassing. And it's really what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about how we can not only affirm ourselves, but how we can affirm others. And what we took away from that book was such lessons that it doesn't matter who's first. It doesn't matter who gets to the top of the pyramid first. But really, you see, this is the real issue. Until we can affirm and be okay with ourselves, we can never affirm and be okay with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's start there.
Yeah. You're reminding me of a quote I heard from Stephen Covey, and I'm not sure which book of his it's in, but it really stopped me in my tracks when I studied it a couple years ago. And it's something, I'm going to botch it here because I'm reciting it from memory, but it's something along the lines of, until I love and accept myself, I can't, until I forgive myself, I can't really love another being and love someone who is better at something than I am. And that really stuck with me because I realized that in areas where I was unconfident or areas where I had shame, those were the areas where I would mentally judge other people. And it wasn't because, it was really at its root that I felt intimidated and that I felt ashamed of those parts of myself that I hadn't really accepted.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know what? And see, Carly, this is what I loved about the book. I loved the way that you were able to put your truth out there and dealing with your own shame. How do we help other women just that are not going to go to, they're not going to go to counseling. They're not going to, you know, be that expansive or that extensive. How did you personally get there?
Well, I am a big fan of counseling. It's been really, really helpful for me. And yet at the same time, it's
work.
It's work. Mm-hmm. It's also, for some people, you know, there might be some cost barriers in the way. I remember one of my first counselors was a woman who worked at a chemical dependency center at the time. I had several young children and hardly any money, and I asked her, I said, does food count as a chemical substance? Mm-hmm. In other words, can I come see you too? Because it was a free community counseling center. And so I said, I'm just as addicted to food as someone who's addicted to street drugs. Can I come and talk to you? And I did, and she was incredibly helpful for me. But I think that it takes humility, certainly. It's a willingness to accept that we need help. And, you know, when I think of the word humility, I actually think there's deep rest in humility. It doesn't. Humility is a lot different than humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we opening to humility again is opening to that shared common humanity, and it's recognizing that I'm not any better or any worse than any other person. It's that shared humanity that we all have. So if I'm not any better or any worse, I too can need help, and I too can be imperfect.
Absolutely.
And there's freedom in that, because we don't have to kill ourselves to be perfect. There's tremendous rest and humility in recognizing the goal is not perfection. It's not that we have to be these completely together human beings. We can be humble and admit, mm-hmm. wow, I can learn from this person. Or mm-hmm. it's, our self-esteem is not resting on being the best in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being open to including all of us. And when our self-esteem is not hitched to this sense of me as this completely together, completely, quote, fixed, perfect being, then I can include all these different parts of myself, because my self-esteem rests in something so much deeper, in my inherent enoughness and worthiness as just a being.
Absolutely. Hey, hold that thought, y'all. This is Smart Talk for Smart People. We've got to take a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
It's been a mystery.
Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. We're joined by an excellent group of women this morning. Mary Boyd Smith, she is a licensed social worker, a licensed clinical social worker. Carly Randolph Pittman, she is an author. The book we talked about yesterday, Heal Overeating Untangled, and Octavia Jackson Williams. And I said to Carly, she has brought so much peace to this whole, to me this morning, and that calm. And we're just talking about how we affirm ourselves in order to be able to affirm each other. And we felt like we really needed to have a clinician in, a therapist in, to kind of help us to get there, Mary, because most of us know about it. We may even be thinking about it. But I guess the key is, how do we begin, Mary, to put it into practice?
I think Carly, while we were off the air, just said wonderfully, we help people to open those doors, those barriers that mm-hmm. they have within themselves. And the way that we can open those doors, and I'm stealing from you, Carly, what you said.
But you're only stealing it because it's so good.
Exactly. You said, what did you say?
Steal away.
You said 10,000 ways that people can get help. There are ways out there, but our spirits must be open. I'm saying this, we there's no one track mm-hmm. that everybody can go down and get help. But as mm-hmm. and it's nothing wrong with us, maybe help is even the wrong word that I'm using, but to affirm, to become better today than we were yesterday. And we're all
striving. Or better
striving.
Than we were an hour ago.
Exactly. We're striving.
And see, Carly, the reason why I was so attracted and so connected to your spirit and the spirit of your book, not only did Carly write Heal Overeating Untangled, she wrote, and we'll have you back, Overcoming Sugar Addiction for Life. But Carly, what struck me the most and I'm so glad our producers were able to bring you in, is that you were so, and I said it yesterday, Mary, she was in, and Octavia, she was, it was like you just metaphorically got naked. And you said, this is who I was. This is the shame. These are the things that I did, but that's not who I am now. And this is how I changed it. A lot of people can't do that. Talk about how you did that.
I think with a lot of compassion, because, you know, the way you phrased it there of really looking at all my stuff, as I like to call it.
And you put it out there. You put it out there, and the more I read, I was like, this is some deep self-truth.
Yeah. You know, I think what helps me share my journey with others is just a desire to really create connection, as we were talking about earlier, so other people can read my words and recognize, other people feel this too. It's not just me. I'm not the only one. Because, again, that breaks down that shame barrier. But I think also internally what happened with me, and this happened over time, this was literally probably a 10-year shift. It wasn't something that, you know, happened overnight for me, was shifting my self-identity from this, quote, broken, deficient, flawed self, and recognizing that who I am at my essence is something so much deeper. And if my attachment to who I really am is connected to something so much different, something so much deeper, then I can hold my humanity loosely and not take it so personally. It's what enables me to look at all my messiness and go, well, I'm a human being. Why wouldn't I have stuff? We all do. You know, Clarissa Pinkola Estes, she talks about in this one poem, she wrote Women Who Run with the Wolves, and she talks about your heart remains completely unruined despite our imperfections. And I really, you know, I have this poem literally up on a bulletin board above my desk, and I love it because it reminds me that, yes, I make mistakes every single day. I mean, it's not like my mistakes were 20 years ago. I still make mistakes every day.
And you're still going to make mistakes. You know, we all are.
I'm still going to. Oh, yeah. So how do I hold them with compassion and not make war against myself for being an imperfect human being? So it's like an and. It's recognizing that, yes, there is that part of me that is so much deeper than my human mistakes, and I'm someone who's going to make mistakes. So it's both. But hitching my identity, recognizing who I really am, is not just this fumbling, bumbling human being trying to make my way through the world like everybody else.
Go ahead, Mary.
You know, well, Lisa Gibbons in her book about Take Two, Take Two, she said, I proclaim that I am perfect in my imperfections. I will not be afraid to open up and show my vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very, you know.
And I have so many highlights in that book, and I think that this was really such the catalyst for this conversation, because until we can get free, until we can proclaim that we are imperfect beings, and Octavia, you alluded to that, you know, during the break, we all are, but we got to be okay with that. We got to first be okay with ourselves. You know, I want you to talk about what you were saying to Carly, Octavia, during the break, because we were talking about, you know, healing and overeating and sugar, but just healing, period.
You know, it takes time. I was sharing that when I was a kid, I was just a little beanpole. I was so skinny, and when puberty hit, I just sprouted out all over the place, you know, and I've often struggled with my weight for years, and still there is a challenge, but I think I'm at a place now where it's more about health. It's not about looks. It's about changing, and I like to use what Carlette says, she says, if you know better, do better, and some people have a hard time with that. And it's still a struggle, but when you know better, every day you must take that step. You must make that decision yourself. You know what? Today I'm going to do better. And if I make a mistake, it is okay. I will do better. I won't start tomorrow. I will begin right after the mistake is done. I will forgive myself. You have to begin with forgiving yourself. And for years, Carlette, I could not forgive myself. I would hold so much anger. I would forgive others. I would love others. But I had a hard problem, hard time with my own self. And so I had to forgive myself and say, you know, it's okay. It's going to be all right. God forgave you. Now get back up. You know, anybody who's on a bike, they fall off, they get back up. Do you stay down? No. You tell your child, get back up.
That's right.
When I get back on my feet again, that's how you do it.
That's
if you lose one game, you'll win another. Keep going.
And Carly, this is really right on point about what you were saying in the book and what we were talking about yesterday. And it's about that self-compassion. And you know what? As women, we are not compassionate to ourselves.
But we're learning to be. Shows like yours, shows like this, touching and agreeing with other folks who are talking this talk. And not only that, our lifestyles, you can talk to a person all day long. But when they're able to see you actually living the example, it's going to touch other people. So, you know, I think I mentioned to you guys, I have some friends, Rosa Fields. We decided a long time ago when we see one another, how are you? Feeling great. How is life? Wonderful. We make those types of affirmations. And when other people see us, they look and they say, well, didn't your sister just die? Isn't this going on with you? Yes, but life is wonderful.
And Rosa is one of those people that is just so real. And so, you know, she is just able to step up to a place where I think most women are trying to move in that realm, where she is just a realist. And she sees it for what it is. And she's not one of those people that is bogged down by life.
And when you're around that kind of person, it's addicting. You catch it.
And
you
that feel, energy, you that's be right. Like that. That's right. And you catch that energy. And I think that, you know, all of you have done that. And Carly, that energy that you brought yesterday, we caught it and we wanted to ride it and we wanted to affirm it and we wanted to help people to understand that through conversations like this, we can catch that energy and we can all gain something for ourselves. Hey, everybody, it's Smart Talk for smart people. Stay on point. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. This segment sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. If you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Mary, Carly, and Octavia. And if you think the conversation is deep on air, it is even deeper off the air. And Octavia, you said something so powerful. And you said it's probably for another show, but I don't think it is. And I really want to speak to this because I think many of us have these challenges. Say what you said during the break.
Yeah, Carlotte, I was speaking about in the past I've struggled with having so many people in my circle that have had master's degrees in psychology and bachelor's degrees, and me, myself, not having anything in that area. And the challenge has been, wow, are they smarter than me? Wow, will they have a better job than me? And we all know having a master's doesn't guarantee you a better job nowadays. So that's no problem with that. But it was just the idea of the IQ. Mm-hmm. Wow, are they smarter? Or were they more privileged? Perhaps their parents could have afforded them to go to universities, the best, you know. And so I've had to consult with my husband. And many times he said, you know what? God is using you. You've went to the University of Life. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps you've had the School of Hard Knocks, but you've learned, you've grown, you've met and connected with other women. And so I'm learning to embrace that it doesn't matter what degree I don't have behind my name. I am learning to embrace women and men that are in my circle that have these degrees. They're adding to my life. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. You know, it's, and you said it, Carly, about having insecurities, that we all have them. I remember quickly, and I'll say this, I went to a Rotary Club meeting. Now, if you guys ever been to the Rotary, you're like, whoo, you know what a Rotary Club meeting is all about. And I stood there with this lady who, wow, she probably has enough money to take care of all of my problems. But I was able to be in the midst of her, and I was able to sing the national anthem. And I thought to myself, wow, God will place you with those. You don't have to worry about it. He would use your gift to bring you before great men and women. So I'm okay. I'm learning. It is a process, but I am learning to deal with it.
Okay, go ahead, Mary, because Mary's chomping at the bits over here, Octavia.
God is so awesome. This week I was reading something on teaching versus imparting. And it said, if you can only teach, if you're only getting something that people are just teaching you, it's okay. But when they are able to impart, and so often the people who impart in us and not just teach us are not the person with a degree. Sometimes we're standing in line at the grocery store, and someone in front or behind us can give us a word that will help us throughout the rest of the day. That's just impartation.
Mm-hmm.
When I read that, I sent it to my pastor. I say, this is what you do for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for imparting, because he is a wonderful teacher. And I'm talking about Pastor Darrow, in case somebody said, well, who's your pastor? And he's a wonderful teacher. He demands excellence, but he imparts. He uses the word, freely I give and freely I receive. And a lot of times, he's pulling back, and he's being vulnerable to give us the raw and what you call the naked truth. So that impartation is what I wanted to go to, what you were saying. To be able to impart does not require a degree. It requires life.
So, Carly, what are you feeling on that? Because I sense that you're having some very deep feelings about that.
Well, what comes to mind for me is my own story of you know, I do have a degree. I have an undergraduate degree. And yet that was one of my deepest areas of insecurity about doing my own writing and speaking, because I didn't have a master's and I didn't have a doctorate. And what I was really teaching was my school of hard knocks and my own life experience.
That's all
and
you
so
can
really
teach.
Getting comfortable Empire. With that, realizing life was truly my teacher. So that comes up for me as well. But what also comes up for me is what I sense kind of under this whole conversation, what we're all pointing a little bit to, is that if we accept ourselves as we are, one of the fruits of that is we no longer feel like we have to be everything to everybody, meaning we have to have a degree and we have to be successful in this area and have a knowledge in this area and this area. It's more that I think we get comfortable with our individual role, and we allow others to shine in theirs. So it really becomes a joint effort, and we get comfortable with other people outshining us and not looking at it as competition. And I think as women, we can do this because there's a part of us that moves to tend and befriend, where it's more like we're all in this together, each offering our part rather than competing with each other.
Absolutely. And you know what I think, Octavia, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I felt like Carly sharing her vulnerabilities really opened you up to saying, you know what, here is an area where I'm vulnerable in, and I'm just going to put it out there. And let me tell you, until you can shame that demon that tries to keep you in bondage and shame, until you can do that, you'll never get to the truth. And the word says, shame the devil and tell the truth. Because it's the truth
that sets us free.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes it's very hard to be transparent.
Exactly.
But my life is an open book. And you know what? I'm not writing a book just yet, but I'm walking through. I'm living that book. I'm just in a different chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I'll get to the end. But I'm going to enjoy this chapter while I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to be able to impart. And how can I impart? By allowing others to impart in me. just hearing what you guys have said today, well, guess what? In about 2 weeks or so, I'll probably be saying the same thing to some other woman, just encouraging her.
That's how it begins and continues.
That's right. And you know what? We really have to wrap up the conversation, but I want to thank each of you, Mary Boyd Smith, licensed clinical social worker. I want to thank you, Octavia. I called you in the beginning, and this came up out of my spirit. I called you a servant. You are a servant you're a social servant. And you know what? That means so much because you are there serving others, even when it doesn't look good, even when it's hard.
When it's not glamorous.
When it's not glamorous. And there are blessings for that. And you're right. The word says that our gifts and our talents, they make room for us. And so what we have to realize as women is that the room is going to be made for us. All we have to do is keep going. Carly, what I will say about you is that your book, your compassion, and your spirit has moved me in a way that I don't even have the words to articulate. Mm-hmm. It was the openness that I felt in reading your story. It was the connection that I immediately felt to your spirit. The word says we know a man or a woman by their spirit. There was an instant connection, an instant peace that you brought. And that is infinite. That is something you can't even contain. And that spirit and that kindness and that warmth is going to bring you before many great men and many great women. Mm-hmm. And so for that, I honor all of you, and I thank you for sharing. And let me just say that this is a forum that the producer has put together for women to share. It is not for me. This is not for Carlette Christmas. I understand innately that God has built me to be an encourager. That apple tree, that acorn that you talk about in the book that needs to become, we're here to pour water on it. We're here to help others affirm themselves. So when you affirm yourself, when you live in your truth, and Mary has some great tools that talk about seeking truth, understand and embrace the power of forgiveness, practice what you learn in every area of your life, challenge yourself, seek more, practice consistently, forgive often. This is Mary's word. She is the pen woman. Begin with yourself. Take an inventory. Let go. Know what, when to accept. Aim for contentment. But most importantly, and something I say often, don't quit. And this is what I want to leave everybody with. I love what Arthur Ashe said. He said, success is a journey, not a destination. The doing is often more important than the outcome. Ladies, you have been absolutely phenomenal. You have all been stalwart. I mean, I felt the strength. I felt the weaknesses. I felt the vulnerabilities. And this is how we begin to grow. And I want to thank all of the people who are listening and who listen to us daily, but every Friday for Real Women, Real Talk. It's just smart talk for smart people. Ladies, you guys have been amazing. Carly, thank you for getting up so early once again with us. Octavia, thank you for being right on point.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mary, thank you for the wisdom
you
that you always
for the
bring.
Opportunity.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. You guys on the phone, stand by for me while I say goodbye to everybody. Hey, everybody. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on You Know What, Momentum Monday. Thank you, everybody.
Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I want
clothes I'm wearing,
I want
rocks through my game, I want,
'cause I depend on me. If I want it,
the watch I'm wearing,
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcx.com.